Blog Talk Radio.
Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free.
Today I woke up and I knew who I was. I knew my life was going to be in the direction I chose it to be. I will never give someone control over my life. I will never allow someone to take my joy. I will raise my head erected high. I will learn to love myself. And wake up every day, put on my shoes, put on my clothes, and walk on, and walk on, and walk on. I am motivation. I am success. I am the essence of me. I am motivated to live life for me. Live. Live freely. Live without fear. Step into the unknown. Grab onto your dreams. Take hold of your life. And go out there and fly. Spread your wings like an eagle and soar. And love you for all that you are. And be motivated. You are now logged on to Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K and Lushy Lush.
Heard that. It's all the way live. It's Motivational Mondays, and I got my sister on the line, Emma E2K, and we back in the building. What up?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Shackle on my feet, but I'm going to dance. Because I'm going to praise him. Woo! Take it to church. Monday morning, Motivation Mondays. Let's go.
Wow, it's Monday. Feels like a weekend or something.
Yeah. I got challenged this morning very early, but, you know how it is, man. I can take a punch, weave. So I'm taking a punch, I'm weaving. My sister came through, lunch is on the boards this morning, and Motivational Mondays is on and popping. LushRadioOnline.com. That's what we bring to you.
I know what it is. The devil is a liar. He's going to try his hand. But you know what? It's all about how we want to deal with the situation and stuff. Are we going to allow the devil to cloud our mind and take over our whole entire day? Or are we going to rebuke the devil and we're going to say, hey, you can do your worst. Bring it. But I'm still going to live and I'm still going to do me, regardless whatever you throw my way. Because I know God always got my back. So I'm going to keep on moving. And I'm going to take them shackles off my feet. I'm going to dance all over you. You heard?
That's right. I was dancing all over. I was stomping over here. Shackles on my feet so I can dance. Get off of me. You better get on, Stephen.
I'm so glad that Motivational Mondays, each and every Monday, because you know what? I was, like, into this, like, Bruce Lee. Like, I think I was a Bruce Lee addict for, like, one day. And, like, Bruce Lee has always been, like, a philosopher besides creating, you know, different styles of martial arts. He was a great thinker. And he had several quotes. And I have a quote from him. And it says, if you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus, and you must not stay there. You must go beyond them, and that's via Bruce Lee.
That's deep. Yeah, I used to read some of his stuff before, like, you know, I got introduced to a couple of my friends had, you know, were Bruce Lee fans, and I thought it was just, you know, his martial arts, but until I started searching deeper and seeing that he was a philosopher and the things that he used to say, like he predicted his death and everything.
Yeah.
He predicted his death and everything. So that was pretty deep.
Yeah, he's a really big guy. I mean, besides the martial arts, he was a thinker. Was an innovator, he was an actor, and his mother and then they were actually into the, you know, movie business also and stuff. He used to do musicals and stuff also. He could dance and stuff too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but everybody just wanted to see him do the karate. Bruce, look. You know, that's what he was famous for. But it's like with Tupac. You know, everybody's like, oh, he was this thug life or whatever. And he was a poet. And he was... You know, the stuff that he wrote, like, as far as poetry was concerned, because that's how he started, is amazing compared to, like, you know, the thug stuff he was rapping about.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets inspired definitely by words. I always encourage everyone that I mean, you don't have to be a professional writer just to put down your feelings and thoughts on paper. You know, sometimes we just have all this stuff in our heads and don't know how to express ourselves. Sometimes people are better, you know, just writing than speaking. Like, I remember one time I was, one of my queen sisters called me. I was going through, like, a big depression. And she's like, you know, all right, so let's pray. Why don't you start, like, the prayer? And I'm like, I don't know how to pray. I mean, I pray within me. Like, I talk to God, and we have, like, this conversation, but it doesn't sound like when I hear other people praying. Like, I talk to him like I'm talking to somebody else. Like, okay, what's going on? What are you doing? Like, you know, like, I have that relationship, you know, with him. So when somebody asks me to pray, I sometimes feel funny because I'm like, how? Like, I don't feel like I can do it, like I can speak it. I can feel it and I can express it, like, privately. But when some, you know, so my girlfriend was like, however it is that you have the relationship, then that's how you, you know, that's how you pray. And I was like, at first I wasn't, like, you know, too confident. But now, I mean, that's the way I pray. I mean, I don't think there's a certain, you know, instructions on, oh, you got to pray like this and you got to make sound like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, let the church say amen. Like, not everybody sounds like that, you know, but it doesn't mean that whatever you're not saying out of your heart is not true. So I encourage everyone to pray, however it is that you feel comfortable praying, whether it be rapping it, talking it, writing it, however, prayer is prayer. And, you know, and prayer definitely changes things. And in that note, I want to read a piece that I have wrote for some of my friends that have passed away recently, and those that have passed away, you know, just years back. It was just something that on Saturday I wrote, and it goes like this: I'm wishing to be able to have the ultimate VIP party in heaven with all my loved ones, family, and friends that have left too soon. I almost can't wait for my turn to be with them again, to embrace them, to hug them, to tell them how much they are missed and loved by the ones that have stood behind to keep their memories alive. Can you see me waving at you? Do you see the tears that form in my eyes because you're not here? They say the pain gets easier, but the memories stay very vivid. You will all be remembered through pictures we share, through songs we listen to, through the children and families you have left behind that tell your stories, that reminisce on days spent with you. Thank you, angels, for watching over all of us that carry around the broken heart of missing someone close and dear. Continue to guide us into the main VIP welcome home party. I bid you farewell for now. MA2K, your motivator.
That was deep right there.
Got a lot of deep Saturday.
That was deep. So we're going to go ahead and play this joint right here. Oh, Get Your Blessings by Mary, Mary, Mary. Motivational Mondays with your girl, Lushy, Lushy, ME2K. Let's go.
Yeah. Like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You know, it's time for you to go get your blessings out there, man. Don't allow anybody to stop you to get your blessings. Bruce Lee says, adapt to what is useful, reject what is useless, and add what is specifically your own. And he also says, mistakes are always forgivable if one has the courage to admit them. And on that note, I'm going to bring my girl with the mostest, the one and only Emma E2K live in the building because we all the way live, baby.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely all the way live. Just wanted to let everybody know, as we approach Valentine's Day, let's remember that it is a day to demonstrate love. But I encourage for you to show love every day. Don't just, you know, don't just because Valentine's Day, only that day, okay, I love you that day, and it's all love and it's all hearts. What happens to the day before or the day after? You know what I mean? So I'm just encouraging everybody, show love every day that you can. Throw a little hugs and kisses, even if it's through a text to somebody, because you never know what they're going through. They get that smile, you know, they get that smile on their face, and that just makes somebody's whole entire day, you know, that's been going bad. So my encouragement to you is show love every day, not just on Valentine's Day or on your birthday. Or, oh, speaking about birthdays, my birthday's coming up. My birthday coming up in 9 more days. My birthday's coming up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Okay. And then after mine is Lucky Lush. And it's her birthday. It's her birthday. It's her birthday. And so we're gonna be turning up live. I'm just saying, make sure you follow us on the Facebook, on the Twitter, and the Instagram, Lush Radio Online, Emma E2K, E2K Enterprise, or just Google us. And, you know, we're Googleable. All you have to go to Google, put Lush Radio, put Lushy Lush, put CEO Lushy Lush. We on the Twitter. We are everything. You name it, whatever it is, .com, we're there. So just look for us, Lush Radio, E2K Enterprise, Emma E2K, Lushy Lush, you know, because we everywhere. Like, it's funny, people be like, yo, seriously? Like, come on. They just open up that, you know, that whatever, that website, and you guys are there. Like, yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. Everything to know. Lush Radio Online. That's what we do.
Don't forget to log on to my sister's website, www.emmae2k.com. Emmae2k, sign our guest book, read all her blogs, and check out her writing. It's definitely a hot site. Check it out. Also, you know, support the cause. You know, she's always trying to do stuff for the community. You know, she has some products on sale, and some of the proceeds go towards helping out the community. So go ahead and support that. Going down. You know, a lot of new things is going on. This snow.
Anybody in need of a website, make sure you holler lushradioonline@gmail.com. You know, Lush Radio Online also has services for websites, and they have, you know, services for photo shoots. You want to get them sexy photo shoots coming up Valentine's Day? Make sure that you hit lushradioonline@gmail.com and request all that information, or just leave a you can leave an inbox message, however it is, to, you know, again, Twitter, however. You can reach Lush Radio Online anywhere, and make sure you leave a message and get your photos on, get them sexy photos up. I don't know if anybody was aware that I threw a sexy photo yesterday, and I'm asking for votes. So follow me on my public page, Emma E2K. Go see the sexy photo. I'm going for president of sexiness. Yeah. I mean, I already got the title. I'm just saying, I just want to know if you guys agree. So make sure you follow me on the Facebook public page, Emma E2K. And, you know, I need some likes, man. I'm trying to get at least 1,000. That's not even a lot, I'm saying, for the average. Everybody's always like, I want 1,000,000 likes so I can get a puppy. I don't want to get a puppy. I just want 1,000 people to tell me that I am president of the sexiness. Can I get an amen?
we have a caller live.
Let the church sing.
We got a caller live on the line. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. It's Motivational Monday. Oh, girl, Lush, what it do? 857, what it do?
It was good, Lush. My phone was on mute. It's your boy, Bugsy. You know, I had to come show love to the queens right quick.
Bugsy! Woo! Wow! Let's go!
Yeah,
let's go!
Yeah,
Let the church say amen.
Salute to the queens, man. You already know what it is, man. I seen y'all was over here getting that work in, so you know how to come salute.
Salute, salute, for sure, man. How's that vacay? You back?
I mean, you know, well, I just had to, you know, had to do my part, man. You know, I had to step up and just show people, man, like, you know, I ain't going to take my situation for granted, man. Like, you know, I salute Lush, man. Like, so, you know, she helped me get my stuff together, you know. So now your boy doing what he's supposed to do. Like, I got tracks out the yin yang. I'm actually going back to take care of the home front as far as the business stuff. I had to actually get rid of a business partner or two, you know, they try and mess up my name and anything like that. But, you know, I'm too strong for that, so I'm going to keep it moving.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad, you know, always check in with us, man. You know, we about motivation, about empowering, about helping. I mean, you know, that's what we do. We don't believe in none of that other negative stuff. If we can empower you or you know, push you on to what you need to do, then we ain't doing our job.
Oh, you already know, man. I make sure I put Lush Radio online on everything, man. Any song I do, Lush on. I talk to the public. I let them know, man. Like it's Lush, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really got to do that. Because, like, you know, I keep hunting with everybody. Like, Lush ain't have to do what she had to do. You know, she ain't have to put me under the wing. And I really appreciate that. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my job. And just showing people, like, you know, I'm listening, man. I'm on my grind, man. Like, I'm just on it so bad right now.
That's what's up. And, you know, I thank you. I thank you for acknowledging that not a lot of people want to pay homage to the people that really helped them. So I definitely salute you for being the man that you are and taking care of your business and definitely paying homage to where it's supposed to be paid.
That's what it is. We appreciate you and thank you, Buzzy, you know what I'm saying, for the constant support and stuff like that. I think your phone is kind of like echoing and stuff. And everything, but I just want to say, because, you know, we do a lot, you know, we don't ask for nothing back, we do it because we care, and, you know, our success is your success. We want you to be successful in what you do. If we can help in certain types of ways, then that's what we do, you know. We don't expect nothing back, but, you know, that's a nice acknowledgement. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside, you know.
Feel warm and fuzzy? You feel warm and fuzzy, Lush?
That's a warm and fuzzy, you know what I mean? I mean,
that's
just
like,
you know,
that's coming up.
You know what I'm saying? It feels good to get, you know, a little bit of acknowledgement, you know what I'm saying? Because the same thing, like, you know, with my students, when they say, yo, you the best sub ever, like, that feels good to know that you did an impact. Like, my intern that used to intern for us in New York, she said that we've been a lot of motivation for her. So, like, those little things, you know, lets us know that we're doing our job, that, you know, it doesn't go in vain. You know, we're not just doing this just to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? We actually making a difference in somebody's life, and that means more. That's priceless. That means more to me than any type of money at the end of the day. Like, if I'm able
Absolutely.
To, you know.
I mean, wait, Lush, let me not, you know, a check is always good. We team cut
a
check.
Yeah, check it is. We all team cut a check, though.
The check keeps us going. Like, we got to pay bills, and it keeps us going. But, I mean, you know, we definitely do it always, you know, not for the money, but I'm just saying we're not going to discount if you want to cut us a check so we can keep on showing love. You know, this is the year of truth. I'm sorry, 2013, that's what I'm about this year. It's the year of truth, and I'm not sugarcoating nothing for nobody no more. So with that being said, let me just read a little something right here. Something that's being shared like crazy on Facebook that I posted on my public page, MA2K, and 954 people have shared this quote, and I'm honored, and I'm just honored, so I have to read it out. When you meet someone, introduce yourself. Be honest with what you bring to the relationship from the start. Allow them to meet the real you from the beginning, because once they accept the truth of who you showed up to be, then there will be nothing to cover up or hide. Stay blessed. 2013, you're the truth. ME2K, your motivator. 900. Did y'all hear the numbers, man? Let me go again. 954 people have shared this. My reach is crazy. I thank everyone for sharing. I only write what I'm inspired to write, what's in my heart, what my queen sisters go through. You know, I share in their happiness like I share in their misery. And, you know, I'm the voice. Lush Radio Online is the voice of the people. So, you know, me being a part of Lush Radio, I have to definitely be a voice of the people. So I'm glad that I'm able to speak for the people. And I'm honored and I'm blessed and I'm hyped as Motivational Mondays. Lush! Can I get some motivation?
Oh, man, because it is Valentine's Day, and this is one of my favorite poems, and it's from Elizabeth Burnett Browning from 1806 to 1861, and she was around the time of, like, the romance poetry and stuff, the romantic area, and it's the song, the poem is called How Do I Love Thee, Let Me Count the Ways. It's a famous poem, and it goes like, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and the breadth and the height of my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight for the end of being an ideal grace, I love thee to the level of every day's. Most quite needed by the sun and candle, I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise, I love thee with the passion put to use. In my old griefs, with my childhood face, I love thee with the love I seem to lose. With my lost saints, I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. How do I love thee?
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, I'm throwing my heart up. Heart is up. My heart is up. And it's not for Kevin Hart. My heart is up. It's up. Yeah, that's,
oh,
you know, and for those that are on team, you know, no relationship. Those that are on team, not celebrating with a partner, don't forget, you know, if you have kids, man, I celebrate with my kids. I take them out to eat and stuff, and I buy them hearts and card and, you know, and the balloons.
That's your motivational music. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. I'm like, just cut me off and play some music. What the hell's going on? All right.
It's a
funky intro. I'm gonna do my crunches. Here we go. Oh, I feel it. All right, wait, let me chill, because that's sounding like something else. All right.
That's just to get you a little hype, little rocking.
Oh, yeah, no, that, wow. Woo! Girl. I remember a couple of years ago I had did a party, an event. It was about Valentine's Day. It was called If You're Down with the Lonely Hearts Association. You know, that's like if you don't have a Valentine, you come out and, you know, you meet other people and meet and greet. My brother had met his girl at the time that day. So that day was a successful day. A lot of condoms passed around. I'm just saying, I'm not encouraging that for everybody. I'm encouraging condoms, of course. Yes, use it. But I'm just saying, like, don't go to the party. And anyway, sometimes I'm just a mess. That Rocky thing did it. Okay, so take your children out. Or if you don't have any kids, your mom, your brother, sister, you know what I mean? A cousin, a family member. If you don't have none of those, your neighbor, somebody, your doggy, take your dog out for, you know, to the dog park. There are things that you can do still to celebrate, you know, that lovable day. But again, don't wait till just Valentine's. You know, love and encourage love every day of your life, because you know we're just not promised tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. So, and that note, take advantage of every day. Take advantage of every day. Love every day. Don't wait to give me a gift on Valentine's. I accept gifts before, after. I'm just saying, you know, putting it out there. You know, either for my birthday, I accept gifts, you know, on my birthday, before my birthday, after my birthday. I've been throwing hints of everything that's on my birthday wish list. It's on my Emma Everything to Know. If you're interested, you know what I'm just saying, I'll hand you the P.O. box address. You can always mail it. I accept money order, you know, I'm just saying, I got PayPal, M-I-U-2-K. You know, I just put it out there, people. I'm not asking for nothing, but, you know, some people are just generous like that. Like me, I'm generous, and I give, you know, when it's my turn. So I'm just saying, and, you know, be encouraged. Be encouraged to give. Blessing is in the giving. The blessing. I do want to get to Vegas, and if anybody can, you know, Vegas, and I would like to see Coco doing her show over there in Vegas. I thought I'd put that out there too. And you know, just I mean, you know, helicopter ride, boat ride, whatever. You know, just want to do it all. I'm going into a milestone of an age, which is 25, and I need to celebrate, you know. So don't judge me. Yes, 25. What's the problem? You heard right. Yeah, 2 and a 5. So I'm celebrating. I'm having fun. Motivational Mondays. Vince, let's go.
Hey, it's Motivational Mondays, man. I'm going ahead and play this Kanye West joint Stronger. You know, we got to go strong. Sometimes we got to build a thick skin. I know we have big hearts and everything. But sometimes, you know, you got to build a big a thick skin, because sometimes we just got to brush our shoulders off and keep it moving. Because half of these things is not worth putting your energy in. Honestly, do not let them destroy your joy. You know what I'm saying? So Stronger, Kanye West, and we'll be right back on Motivational Mondays. Yeah.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's play law tonight. You could be my black cake mom tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f- what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real s*** anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my face. Act like you can't care who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like right now. I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot, but I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
faster.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online.
Lush Radio Online, and we're all the way live, and we're back. Don't forget to tune in each and every Monday at the same time from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Motivational Mondays. Tuesdays, the Queen's Lounge with your girl, Emma ETK, and that's from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Wednesdays is Business Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. And Thursdays, we have a new person coming on, Ms. Jossie, on Thursdays. And Fridays is Hot or Not Fridays with your girl, Lushy Lush. So tune in all through the week. We always have some hot shows for you. And don't forget that, you know what? You are your worst critic. And Bruce Lee has another quote. He says, doubter said, man cannot fly. A doer said, maybe, but we'll try. and finally soared in the morning glow while non-believers watched from below. Bruce Lee. And we're back in the building with my sister, the one and only, the sexy Emma E2K.
He said the people from below, meaning he's on top looking down. I'm feeling some Bruce Lee. I'm about to, yeah, do some workout and some Bruce Lee workout. I'm feeling it, though. I mean, you know, it's just people, really, it's simple. And that is just, it comes down to the main ingredient, loving yourself. You know, if you have no love for yourself, you're not open for other people to love you. And you definitely, there's no way, it's just impossible. It doesn't make the equation that you don't love yourself and you can love someone. There's no way. I mean, you're a hypocrite. If you don't love yourself and you're going around telling other people you love them, so stop it. You know what I mean? Love yourself first. Really love yourself where, I mean, you know, you just in awe, can't get enough of yourself. Like somebody has said something, they put a quote that one of my queen sisters put up, a quote about looking in the mirror and what do you see and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I already looked in the mirror and I love me some her. Like, I love her. Oh, my goodness. Let me kiss myself. Good God. Like, and it's not a conceited thing. I'm not conceited. I'm convinced. No, I'm not conceited. I just love myself. And in loving myself, I'm open for other people to love me. Other people can receive the love, you know, that I give to others. You can, you know, because it's genuine. I tell my sis, I love you. And she feels that, you know, she feels definitely the love. Why? Because before I love her, I love me. You know what I mean? I love me. I respect me. And so I'm open to love and I'm open to receive it. You know, I especially like Valentine's Day card. You can send it to my P.O. box. So, you know, there's a lot of little forms of love that you can, you know, show people. I don't have a problem telling people, you know, I love you, you know, and I say it with wholeheartedly. When I tell someone that I love you, that I care, that I'm here, I really mean that, again, because, you know, it's just part of my journey. I didn't, you know, it's been a rough road, trust me. I know. I was at that position at one time where I didn't love me. And I was wondering why people were doing the things they were doing to me as far as, like, not respecting me on a love level. And I had to kind of, like, really figure it out that, wow, if I'm not open to receive love, I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to feel that genuine love if I'm not loving me first. And, you know, it took a couple of years. It took a couple of me, you know, broken hearts and me crying to understand it. And I got it, though. I got it. Bing, bang, I got it. I got it. So I am love, I am peace, and all I just try to do is just reflect that back on, you know, everybody. So call in, man, Motivational Mondays. You have anybody that you want to say Happy Valentine's Day to, shout them out. Call us, those that are listening. And even if you listen to this show more later on, man, be blessed by what's being said here. Take our words, take heed to what we're saying. We don't know it all, even though I call myself everything to know. But, you know, we're always open to learn. If you know something, you know, that's more knowledgeable than us, hit us up, 347-826-7722, because we love to learn as well. You know, we give knowledge, but we love to receive it. Right, sis?
Yeah, we definitely do.
Yeah.
We definitely
so do. Call us up, share.
It is like from Queen. This is a throwback. We Are the Champions and stuff from Queen.
These from my
old heads. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't just play hip hop. We play everything. You know. So we play a variety of music. So this is We Are the Champions from Queen, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. This is Motivational Mondays with the sexy host Emma E2K and your girl.
Let's
go.
Yeah. Yeah. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no. goes. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
It's Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K and Lushy Lush. Your Monday mornings are about to change. Listening to good, good music and inspirational words from our hosts from the beginning of the week to inspire you all through the week. And you're going to be turned all the way up. And you are now listening to Motivational Mondays. Tune in from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Call in and listen at 347-826-7722. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, or you can also listen to TuneIn Radio app on your Android or iPhone and listen to us live from there or iTunes. So you already know what it is, man. Motivational Mondays. It goes down. Get motivated.
Back in the building. You heard some Queen, got you hyped. First from Zion, Lauryn Hill, and we're back in the building. It's Motivational Mondays with the Queen, Emma E2K, and your girl, Leslie Lush. What up?
You know, this show is like therapy for me. It's just therapy. Yeah, because people always like, Monday, you know, they talk about Monday like it's so bad. I look forward to Mondays. I look forward to Mondays, you know, and especially after I drop my kids off, I come home, I put on my coffee and ready for the show. And this is like my Monday therapy to hold me through the whole week. And, you know, sometimes some weeks can be rough, man.
Definitely.
But I go back because, thank God, Lush Radio Online archives their shows. I can always go back, and I feel like, you know, let me listen to that other quote again. I think I need that. And I go and I listen again, LushRadioOnline.com. I listen to the shows Monday. Motivational Monday. Okay, I'm motivated. Okay, I can go on now. It's only Wednesday. All right, I can take those two more days. Let's go. So don't forget, just because you don't get to hear our show live, whether because you're in your job or, you know, you're running around running your errands, you can always come back to our archived shows, not only for Motivational Mondays, for the Queen's Lounge, for the Fridays, for the Wednesdays, Business Wednesdays, for all our shows. They are archived, people. You can go back as far as 5-6 years. I'm just saying, you know, don't have an excuse about, oh, I missed it, I was doing this, I was doing that. 24 hours a day, people, find the time that you can listen at your leisure. We're here. That's RadioOnline.com, baby.
What? Yo, that was a sick commercial. I like that, man. Yo, I was going in, man. Yo, because it is Valentine's Day, this is what Bruce Lee says about love, right? Bruce Lee says, love is like a friendship caught on fire. In the beginning, a flame, very pretty, often hot and fierce, but still only light and flickering. As love grows older, our hearts mature and our love becomes as coals, deep burning and unquenchable. That was Bruce Lee right there, dog. Bruce Lee.
What happened to Bruce? He didn't even have that much time to love, really, because he died young, so, like,
yeah.
I guess.
But he loved his wife. He had them babies, man. You know, he loved his wife.
Yeah, so, but then he's talking about that after a while it went cold. What was up with that? How she's not lighting that Bruce Lee fire. She gotta be burning that Bruce Lee. He could be like, yeah. You know what I mean? break that wood.
Yo, you...
Listen, in a relationship, sometimes, yeah, things happen, and, you know, he ends up sleeping on the sofa, or you sleep on the sofa sometimes, but you have to then come to, like, how long am I sleeping on this damn sofa? It's uncomfortable, like, you know? Say you're sorry. Do the things that you did in the beginning that won them over. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy, man. Show some love. Just like, I don't know, man. I need love shown every day.
But you know what?
I need it
you
through my
what,
veins,
Emma?
Lush. I need it through my veins. I'm a love junkie.
But, Emma, you were saying that do the things that they used to do. But the thing is, like somebody was telling me, if it's not them, like you said, read it, introduce yourself and tell the truth. It's like, if you can't keep that charade up, don't do
right.
it in the beginning. Be who you
That's
are
what,
in the beginning and let that person love you for who you are. If you can't keep it up, that might end up the relationship because you're lying about who you are. You can't keep up
That's
the charade.
True.
But if
That's
you're a
true. That's true.
Person,
a lot of people,
be who you are.
A lot of people in the beginning, they take the vitamins, the stamina is up. Okay, we're going 3 hours, 4 hours. You're like, damn! What is your name? Can I buy you a ring? Right? Hey, then you talk about
yeah.
less than 6 months
I'm
later on the line. 5 minutes? Really? 5 minutes? That's what you're doing?
Nah,
there's
yo,
a problem.
You could have that situation for 3 days straight. Now it's down to 1 day. Now it's down to like 3 hours. Now it's down to like 3 minutes.
5 minutes.
Like, what happened?
Are you kidding me? I timed this shit. 5 minutes? Really? Come on. That was a commercial break. Like, really? Come on.
What are you doing?
What is that?
Then they talk about they need a rest. They got a rest. Give me a second.
You got a headache? You got to wash your hair? Nigga, you bald. You bald. What are you washing? You bald. You ain't got to wash no hair. Like, really? Come on now.
Oh, man. You know, it's crazy, man. It's wild, man. But, you know, the only last famous quote, well, this is the famous quote from Bruce Lee that most people know. But this one right here is true to a lot of us, because a lot of us is like, man, I wish things were easier. He says, don't pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, you know, we pray and we're like, oh, man, I wish things were easy. You say, like, give me the strength to deal with this, because if I can get over this, I can get over
from
anything.
The beginning, like on your first date, for your first date, just fart for no reason. And see if they can take that. If they can't take your fart in the first date, go on. Somebody will.
Someone is going in. She said if they can't take your fart, then they ain't the one.
Yeah, like
I'm going to bust a nasty one, too.
Eat with your fingers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do all type of stuff. Like, and then you see their reaction. Because if they can't take that from the beginning, then you already know down the line is going to be a problem. And then you're going to have to hold your fart and then run to the bathroom every time you got fart. That's crazy. I want to let my fart out.
Yo, let it rip, man. Just let it rip, people. You know what I'm saying?
Just let it rip. Rip it out.
Oh, man.
That's true love right there. That's true love, man.
No, you know what, true love? Let me tell you some real stuff. If snot was coming out my nose and I had straight crazy boogers and there was no tissue around and you gave me your shirt to wipe my boogers, that's love right there, man.
Wow.
That's love for real. Like, baby,
that's that
wipe
sweet, yeah, that's that hood love. That's the hood love. Yeah, because they get a T-shirt, they be like, babe, it only cost $3 in the store to buy me another one. Don't worry about it. I'll catch you when the coupons come.
yo, that's that when it's real cold and he know you shivering, instead of him still wearing that North Face and have you shivering like that, he takes the jacket off and say, yo, baby, I want you to be warm. What?
Oh, no, wait. A hood dude is not going to take it off, but he will open and put you in the jacket. Oh, no, don't get it twisted. He's not freezing. He ain't freezing now. On the North Face? Oh, no, no. He was just going to open it and let you in. Now, that idea is going to let me put my hand, my frozen damn fingers all down your pants. That's love. Like, let me unfreeze my shit. Oh, okay, I'm putting another topic. Sorry, I keep forgetting where we are. What are you doing, my face? I think I'm in the Queens now. Sorry, my bad.
I think she's for show.
On that note, tomorrow, tune in on the Queen's Lounge. My Queen sis, Lynx Superstar Spanish Fly, is co-hosting with me, and we're gonna talk about just this same topic right here, which is about love. You know how good it is, how bad it is. You know, just the craziness of love in general, and it's gonna be fun. You think you're laughing now? Tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. from 10 to 11. The queens are going to be in the lounge, and we're going to talk about love. And this is not like no tiny show or whatever, or, you know, these people talking about the other craziness. This is about true stuff. So tune in the Queens Lounge tomorrow from 10 p.m. to 11. All right, sorry, I had to do that little quick plug.
We're talking about love, like real stuff. Don't say nothing ignorant tomorrow. We're talking about real, real love, you know what I'm saying? Like, also, you know what I'm saying? I have a question. Like, what are you willing to sacrifice for love, for true love? And, you know, if you into those fairy tales and stuff, do you believe true love can break any spell? That's just for those dreamers that's out there. Question. But Bruce Lee says, be like water, making its way through cracks. Do not be assertive, but adjust to the object. And you shall find a way through
or through it, way around it or through it. If nothing within you stays rigid, outward things will disclose themselves. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. If you put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teacup, it becomes the teacup. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Be water.
Let me ask you something. He wrote this after the 80s because he's talking about going through crack. I don't think he was around the 80s talking about that. Sorry, I don't even know why I said that just now.
You what is wrong with me? Ellen is in the Queen's Lounge right now. She's in Queen's Lounge.
I know. I'm on Queen's Lounge mode. Oh, my God. I'm just so excited. Just the love. I'm amped up. Like, I was really, really down. It's like my therapy. And, woo, I just got, like, a jolt of motivation. And I'm ready. I'm, like, already, I'm living Tuesday already. It's Monday. Okay, let me back up.
That's what
I'm speeding.
Question, Emma. You know, some people are still saying that they're going through. We're still going through the recession, regardless of what everybody says or statistics.
Lush. I'm sorry. Wait. A quick, big birthday shout out to DJ Knuckles. His birthday is tomorrow, actually. So, you know, homie, you already know what it is. We got mad love for you over here, LushRadioOnline.com. DJ Knuckles, happy birthday, baby.
Shout out to DJ Knuckles. That's what's up, man. Happy birthday to him, man. I forgot what that
was. Oh, I'm sorry. Damn.
No, I think I was saying something in regards to love or something. I forgot what. I don't know. Whatever.
You know, I'm getting old. Short term memory.
You got Tourette's?
Oh, okay. I was like, what? What was he talking about?
I'm sorry.
About?
You would say something about love. Asking questions, you read a quote about Bruce Lee. I can't rewind the show because we live, so
no,
I don't know.
Oh, no.
No, okay, it's the recession, right? People are still going through the recession. Even if they get their little income checks, you know half of them going to spend it all. So my thing is, like, what is a recession Valentine's Day gift? Like, what things can you do that's romantic?
Balloons from the dollar store. Balloons from the dollar store.
From the dollar store. What else?
And chocolates from the dollar store. They got chocolates in there. Yo, for $20, you can have like a whole party. You got the balloons, the chocolates, the card. You can have little other like heart trinkets. You can have the little heart Valentine bag. For $20, you can have a party. Oh, they got stuffed animals there too. Come on, you racking up dollar store, just saying. $20.
They got the, even the bubble bath and everything and all that stuff. You can get the little plastic wine glasses.
Everything. I'm trying to tell you, with $20, you come in all looking right. Three floating balloons. You're like, oh, my God, the balloons. You got the card. You got the shopping
got
bag.
Got the little teddy bear. They got the
little teddy bear, and you got a little trinket that you could put in the bag, even with the tissue paper. They even got tissue paper. So, you come on. $20. Okay, let's even do it more recession. $10. So now you can do $10 too. But you know with those $10, all you're getting is a thank you. I'm just saying. So bump up to $20, and that's a bigger chance you got.
Word. Due to Showtime. And everything, you know what I'm saying? We got to wrap it up. But you know what I'm saying? We want to thank you guys for showing us love all through the week. Don't forget, Tuesdays is Queen's Lounge. Check that out. Wednesdays is a lot of things going on this week, man. Boston, New York, you survived the blizzard. Y'all guys are still living. That's what it is because can't nobody stop the show. Whether it's sandy, whether it's snowing, whether it's whatever, we still moving. Regardless.
That's why New Yorkers, if you survive it there, you survive it anywhere. Let's go.
Lush Radio Online, man. The Motivational Mondays. Your girl, Lushy Lush. Emma E2K. Emma, you got some final thoughts before I play our last song and be out of here?
I just want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. And if for nothing else, love yourself. Take yourself out. Kiss yourself. touch yourself, kiss yourself, everything yourself. Self-love, baby. Self-love.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Can't nobody love you better than you. At the end of the day, Lush Radio Online, we are the people's voice. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people. And we out of here. Hopefully, we can help or mend some hearts out there that was listening in. Eminem, I'm not afraid. Never be afraid to step out into the unknown. And never be afraid to learn new things. Surround yourself with people that know a little bit more than you, because they will enlighten you to new things and new opportunities. And go out and get your blessings. Lush Radio Online, man. If ain't nobody tell you they love you, we do. And we out.
Love you.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, beat it, beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No ifs, ands, or buts. Don't try to ask him why, how can he? From infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game. Like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse. Forget the urge, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Just take a stand.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. Like